What about this up here? Do you know what that is? In front of the saddle horn?
Well, I know what they were, but I don't know what they called them. They were straps to throw, fasten your rope on with.
Okay, and did they always call it a rope, or were the other names for it?
Lariat.
Okay, which term do you think your family would use more often?
They used a rope, okay. Roping, but they were straps, and then they just coiled the rope up and tied it on there.
Tied it down there.
And I suppose this is a saddlebag here.
That number six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this figure over here?
Well, this is your chin strap, and this is the bit. And these are the reins.
Okay, so seven's the bit, and six would be the reins, and eight would be the chin strap?
Yeah, right here. Uh-huh. And this is a nose band and the head stall.
Uh-huh. What about number one there? Three, I guess, would be the head stall. Two would be the nose band.
Mm-hmm.
Is one?
I don't know what they called them. Brow band, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you've done very well. Anything else you recognize there?
I don't know. I've used them a good long time. I rode 9.5 miles to school and taught school one winter.
Wow. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Were there different types of ropes? For example, if you were tying up animals, what would you use? Small pieces. Have you ever heard of a piggin string? Never heard that.
They had picket ropes.
Okay, what's a picket rope?
Well, we used just regular lariat, and then it would put into a picket pin. They were just picket pins about that long, just like a screw, and they
about
just screwed them. Yeah, screwed them down the ground. It had a eye on it like that you fastened your rope into.
Is that way you could tie a...
And then you had a halter, or if you knew how to tie a knot so it wouldn't slip on the horse's neck, you just tied down the neck.
So that was in places where they didn't have places to tie up your horses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. Sometimes on the farm, I guess they'd carry soil in something that had two handles and a round thing in front.
Wheelbarrow.
Did you have those?
We didn't have one, but I've seen them.
Mm. Okay. Well, and what if, like if you were buying feed, what would the feed come in?
Gunny sacks.
Okay. Well, how is a gunny? Is a gunny sack different than other type of sacks?
Gunny sacks are porous. They're not tight. Mm-hmm. And then they had SEMA sacks too. And the SEMA sack was more like a piece of canvas. And of course, finer grains they put in SEMA sacks, and gunny sacks would hold corn.
How would you spell that second one? SEMA sack.
S-E-A-M-E or S, I don't know
like
for
that.
Sure. It's S-E-A-M. See, okay. I suppose they put an E on it, I-E or something.
Okay, so the SEMA sack?
SEMA sack, they called them.
Oh, so it didn't have an S on the end of that word. Okay.
I don't know how they would spell it, but they were heavy,
mm-hmm.
like canvas.
Yeah, I guess they put the fine or expensive seed in there.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I suppose millet and alfalfa seed and the finer grains.
Okay. What about, what would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Okay. Any other names you might have for that?
Canoe.
Okay. What about, you mentioned before that you were acquainted with whips. Were there different kinds?